Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rich Gaiman is here, too. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, goes back many years, about close to 20. He is he's a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right most of the time, and he's the purveyor of the outstanding twice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. You got to go there and check it out, folks. If you're a Republican, you want to know what he says. If you're a Democrat, you got to know what he's up to. Rich, welcome back.
Thank you, and Happy New Year. Question for you. How long do you have to keep saying Happy New Year? I mean, we get to stop saying Merry Christmas on December 26th, but how long until we can stop saying Happy New Year?
The 15th.
Oh, God.
The 15th, officially. Yeah. But I'm going to let you off. I'm going to let you off at the 10th. I'll let you off. Since you asked me, apparently I'm the purveyor of that date, so I'll give you to the 10th. Hey, Rich, for the last 2 years, I've asked people like you, internet global thinkers, global business people, all the people that I know who are really smart folks about these things, what is your biggest concern that you see in front of us? Not leading them with anything, any kind of a leading question, no hints of what I was asking for. And every one of them, without blinking, without hesitation, said North Korea.
Yeah.
This is the year, but this is the year, isn't it?
This is the year. And the thing that I don't understand about North Korea, and this is not an anti-Trump statement at all, but what I don't understand is everybody who says you got to use diplomacy. So let's say that we have a two-way or three-way or five-way or six-way series of talks with the North Koreans. What are we asking them to do? They're not going to stop manufacturing nuclear weapons. I mean, the best we can get out of them now, and this would be a big thing, is to promise not to sell them to anybody.
Right.
Because they're perfectly capable of doing that.
Right.
Because they have no money.
Even if they don't build one, they could still sell what they got.
Yeah, or sell the technology,
yeah,
which they
yeah.
bought
right.
you know, probably from Pakistan,
right.
which is why I think the president went out after them yesterday or earlier in the in the weekend. But, yeah, no, I say North Korea has always been – one time – this is takes about 20 seconds to tell. There was a – way back when we first invaded Afghanistan after 9/11, the Department of Defense held a series of briefings for kind of the chattering class here in Washington, of whom I was one back then. And one time they brought up a chart, and the chart had the names of bad actor states down the left-hand side and weapons of mass destruction along the X border or the Y, whichever one it is,
right.
the horizontal line on the bottom. And in each box formed, there was a circle. They used it empty. They didn't have these weapons, weren't developing them. And if they had them, they weren't selling them. All the way colored in, which is to say they had them, they were selling them, and they were, actively, taking the show on the road. The only state that had a circle completely filled in was North Korea.
Uh-huh.
And somebody around the table said, well, you can't use this to sell invading Afghanistan. I mean, according to this, we got to go invade North Korea. We never had another meeting.
Right.
That was the end of that. They didn't need a bunch of political hacks telling them how to run
right.
the Defense Department.
Right. Well, no, exactly. And the thing is you know, diplomacy in these circumstances where the gravity of what happens is so grave, is so serious. Diplomacy isn't worth anything if you're not going to back it up.
Yeah, that's
if there
right.
isn't if there isn't another shooter drop.
That's right. The military has to be.
And maybe we have a president like that now that's making these guys blink a little bit. What do you think?
Well, if nothing else, the value of having a president, although the downside is, I'm not clear on that. He knows what the hell he's doing. But neither do our enemies, and that's as he has said since he started running. I'm not telling our enemies
right.
what I'm going to do next.
You know what? I mean, I like that. But I mean, yeah, you know, half the people in America are looking at Trump saying he's crazy, and I'm okay if the guy in North Korea says that man's crazy.
Well, you know, if anybody would recognize crazy, it's those two guys.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, though, I mean, we got to give, don't we have to give President Trump props for standing up and not letting the war run over America? At least he's beginning to act like that. What do you think?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. It's hard to, I mean, even the most virulent Trump, never Trump person has to admit that. That, you know, America's been, I'm not sure, been played for a patsy,
yeah,
but that we have taken our role in the world since World War One.
Would you
that's
be sure to
years.
Forward me that article that you just, that fictitious notion you just had that a never-Trumper would say something like that? We're going to come right back with Rich Gaynor, folks. I want to get Rich's take on the new Tax Cut Jobs Act after this break. 20 tails, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.